there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you like to sit, please? And let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we struggle, when we wrestle with you, when we wrestle with our faith, help us, Lord, to be reminded of your presence with us and our walk with you. Save us, Lord, from trials and temptations. Amen. So in that reading from Genesis, we witness one of the most mysterious but powerful scenes in the Bible. Jacob starts wrestling with a man until daybreak. And as the story goes on, we realize it wasn't just any man. Jacob had come face to face with God. That meeting didn't just change his life. It gives us a rich lesson about faith, about struggle, about perseverance, and about how God blesses those who keep on holding on. The setting is quite intense. Jacob has sent his family ahead of him across the river, and he's on his own. He's heading back to Canaan to face his estranged brother Esau, the very man he had tricked years earlier out of his birthright and blessing. So Jacob's full of fear, uncertainty, the weight of his past is sitting on his shoulders, and then out of nowhere, a man appears and without a word begins to wrestle with him. And then the Bible says that Jacob was left on his own, and the man wrestled with him until daybreak. This wasn't an ordinary fight. Jacob wasn't wrestling to survive. He was wrestling to receive. The man he wrestled with was God in human form. And the match lasted all night. Neither party prevailed until God, to humble Jacob, touched the socket of his thigh and dislocated it. But even when his hip was dislocated, he clung on tightly and cried out, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." That moment of persistence, that refusal to let go, went on to change everything. When Jacob refused to let go, even while he was limping in pain, God went on to give him a new name. He called him Israel, which means Prince of God. And that name change marked a turning point in his life. No longer was Jacob the deceiving one who schemed his way through situations in life. Jacob was now someone that God could use to build a nation, because Jacob was a man who wouldn't give up. God saw something in Jacob that night that he wants to see in us as well. God saw perseverance. God doesn't always look for the strongest, the smartest, or the most religious people. God seeks out people who won't let go, no matter how hard life gets. We often think of blessings as things that come along easily, But we also think of blessings as being things that are quite hard to receive. Jacob's blessing came by struggling. His limp became a reminder through his life that God doesn't bless us in spite of our struggles. Instead, God blesses us through our struggles. Sometimes God allows pain, difficulty, even times of brokenness to shape us into being people that he can use. When Jacob clung on to God and refused to let go, even after he'd been humbled, God said, "You've contended with God and with man, and you have prevailed." That's not because Jacob won the fight, but it's because he stayed in the fight. Jacob walked away from that wrestling match being blessed, but he was also limping. And that wasn't an accident. The limp serves as a reminder that Jacob is fully dependent on God. That limp, if you like, kept him humble. Later on, St. Paul was given a thorn in the flesh to prevent pride. And Jacob's dislocated hip reminded him of the power and the grace of the God he'd wrestled with. I think many of us carry spiritual limps today. We've got scars from trials, we've got wounds from sin, there may be pain from relationships, health issues, or disappointments. But those aren't marks of failure. They're evidence that we've been in the struggle. Those scars are the signs that we've wrestled with God. And by God's grace, we're still holding on. God doesn't use perfect people. Instead, God uses people who limp with him. People like us who know we're weak, but we keep on clinging to the one we know is strong. We're people who've been through that long night of the wrestling match. We're people who've wrestled through our doubts and fears, and we're people who still will say, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." So if you're walking with a limp today, if it's spiritual, emotional, or even physical, know this: God will still use you. God may be using your limp to shape you into the person God is calling you to be. The story of Jacob wrestling with God teaches us a really important truth. The only way to lose with God is to let go. But Jacob was blessed because he held on. He didn't give up, even when he was exhausted, even when he was in pain, even when he had no idea what was going to happen next. So what's God looking for in us? God's looking for people who will keep on clinging to him, even in the dark. God's looking for believers who will fight through the fear, the guilt, and the uncertainty, and never let go, never give up. God's looking for disciples who won't run away when things get hard. But things will get hard. God renamed Jacob that night because Jacob proved that he was someone who wouldn't let go, and that's the kind of person that God can bless. And you may be going through a tough time right now. You might feel like everything is falling apart. Maybe you're wrestling with fear, temptation, doubt, or disappointment. But that is not the time to quit, because God wants to bless us all. But sometimes that blessing will come only after we've wrestled through the long night, because God wants us to cling to him and not let go, even and especially if we're limping. Because the people that God uses the most powerfully are the ones who've been humbled, hurt, and brought low, but the people who still refuse to give up on God. So that story of Jacob wrestling with God can be our reminder. Even when we're struggling, we're not disqualified. The limp doesn't disqualify us. It makes us into a stronger person. Pain in no way disqualifies us. The only way we're going to lose the match is if we let go. But why would we do that? Because we can hold on to God, and God will bless us with more than we could have ever imagined. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.